Tommy's Tavern.
And we've got the co-coach Glenn Keast waiting patiently with Josh Conway.
Keasty, thanks for joining us, mate. What are the immediate emotions after a finish like that?
Yeah, probably feels like a bit of a loss given, you know, probably how the game played out, that we certainly after half-time didn't really play to the level that we would expect or we'd, you know, probably experienced from our group over the first part of the year.
What was it that fell off that you were seeing out of the coach's box? Because after half-time, Newtown looked a different footy side. Was it more them turning things around from their end or you guys dropping back a little bit?
Yeah, I thought certainly in the third quarter they really beat us up around the footy. Their stoppage play was a lot better than ours. And obviously we lost Ben Maloney through the course of that quarter, which certainly played out a bit, you know, in terms of that. But, yeah, the main thing for me was really they sort of beat us up around the footy. And that's been something that we've sort of had as a bit of a strength for a while and something we need to work on.
Keasty, thanks for joining us. The norm these days is that players will go into their little groups before coming into a bigger huddle at the quarter and three-quarter time breaks, but at three-quarter time you pull them in fairly quickly. What was your message?
I can't hear you.
Oh, didn't hear me, Keasty?
Hang on, King. His headset isn't...
Oh, got some technical difficulties. Let us know when you're all good down there. All good, Buzz? Buzz is just working away feverishly to get the headset working.
I can hear you now,
You
boys.
Can hear me now, Keasty?
Yep.
It was a bloody good question. I'll ask it again. at three-quarter time, the norm usually is for players to come into their line groups, and you pulled them in as one big huddle at three-quarter time. What was your message there?
It was just that they'd let themselves down. I thought the first 10 minutes of this third quarter in particular, we really dropped off our intensity and... you know, really enabled Newtown to get into the game, that I felt like we had the game under control and playing our way, and, you know, just through our lack of urgency and particularly around the footy, I thought, you know, they really got on top of us and outworked us and probably out-hunted us. So I just wanted to sort of let them know that they, you know, probably had let themselves down and that to have a good think about it with their line groups and, you know, hopefully come out and try and address that. So I thought, yeah, just wanted to sort of get a message in real quick.
6-day turnaround before Colac next week at Central Reserve. How quickly do you move on from today? Did you address next week at all post-game, or did you just touch on today and then you worry about next week when you get back in as a group, probably tomorrow night down here at Anthony Costa?
No, we addressed it pretty quickly. The reality is that, you know, you've got to move on really, really quickly, and it now becomes about recovery and getting ready for next week. And, yeah, so we absolutely talked to the guys about that recovery is important. And, yeah, the main thing is that we've got to bounce back and can't dwell on it too long because we get a chance against, you know, the side we played in the 2019 Grand Final next week, and it'll be a big game, and, you know, we get an opportunity to sort of see where we're at, really.
Keasty, when you needed some spark in the last quarter, I thought Damien McMahon and Harry Benson were fantastic for you, especially Damo, who worked his butt off from half-back to half-forward on a number of occasions just to try and keep you in the contest when Newtown were going pretty well.
Yeah, I thought Damo was pretty good most of the day. Yeah, he's obviously an elite runner, so his ability to sort of cover the ground as the game wears on is first class. And, you know, Harry sort of puts in the effort that he does, and we asked him to sort of play a little bit of a different role in the last quarter, but, yeah, I thought he did what we asked him to do, so it was good.
The development of Max Orgarinos took a different turn today. He found himself with Chaz Kapala in his back pocket for the third quarter, and Max said to us at three-quarter time that it was just something new to him. He wasn't expecting that sort of attention. Is it something that, as coaching staff, you'll help him address and work on?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like Maxie's obviously had a slight hammy a few weeks back and sort of coming back into the fold, but he's certainly started the game pretty well. We're a little bit thought he could have used the ball a bit better, but in terms of, you know, getting his hands on the footy, he certainly got a bit of the footy today, that which is positive for Max.
Some of the goal umpiring decisions leave you a little bit flummoxed today, Keasty, that they may have been a different outcome to what you thought they might be?
It's, you know, I'm probably sitting close to where you were, so it's a bit hard to see, but it is what it is. Can't change it, so not much point worrying about it.
Very diplomatic from you, Keasty. Charlie Sprague came off early, left you a rotation down. Have you got an idea of how serious yet it is, or does he need to go and see further specialists for an idea?
I'm not sure. I heard that it was he got stomped on, so I'm not sure if it's just an impact thing, and hopefully, a few days rest, he might be okay, but that'd be best case, I suppose.
Yep. Scott Selwood ran around in your VFL, your development side this morning, your equivalent of the development team, at 12 o'clock. I think he only played a half. Have you spoken to him? What's he taken out of that, and how are you looking to use him going forward?
Look, Scooter sort of just, we obviously got his involvement with the Collingwood VFL and the AFL program. So, it'll be just whenever the opportunity arises that he wants to have a kick. But he's coming back off a bit of an injury. He's been in a moon boot. So he was keen to just sort of get a bit of footy in this weekend, given that Collingwood VFL weren't playing. So, whenever that opportunity presents, he's keen. He's sort of one of those guys that likes being around a community footy club, and we're only too pleased to have him.
So he looks pretty good as well. He looks in very good shape and be very handy if he just happened to be available at 2 o'clock one Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm sure we wouldn't say no if that opportunity came around.
Keisty, we really appreciate your time. As you said, probably disappointing that you didn't walk away with 4 points, but 2 points in the bank. You stay unbeaten in a big one next Saturday afternoon against Colac. We wish you the best of luck and appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it. Cheers.
And Keith joining us on the line. Great to have a chat with the coach or co-coach of the Saints. Miami's Tavern.